Grace and peace to you all on this day when we rededicate Holland Hall, giving thanks for its past and for the work that went into revitalizing this space for our community to learn and grow into the future. Let us pray. O God, source of all goodness, we give you thanks for the gift of reason and the opportunity for education. We give you thanks for the resources to reimagine and create new spaces where we challenge the minds and nurture the hearts of students. We give you thanks for this vital and refreshed workspace for faculty and staff. May Holland Hall be a lively place for sound learning, new discovery, and the pursuit of wisdom. May we work together in mutual respect. And may we use what we learn to love and serve our neighbors. Amen.
Morning. Over on the south side of Roelaug Library, there's a memorial garden in honor of John Berenson, who's a St. Olaf legend that led facility efforts for over 50 years. There's a plaque with a quote from John, and it says, "I want to make St. Olaf so nice no student will ever have to feel ashamed about it." I'll come back to that in a minute. So this is a time of handoffs. At the end of May, I handed off to Kevin Larson, and Kevin had led the planning, design, and construction of the mechanical and electrical systems of Holland Hall, and then finished off a great project. So I have this idea, you're the new person around here until you've surpassed the tenure of your predecessor. I was the new guy for 17 years, and now Kevin gets to be for 29. Good luck, Kevin. So there's been another recent handoff, as one of our great partners in all this, and my good friend from Bull Construction, Jim McConaughey, has handed off now to Nathan Cedar, who is St. Olaf, class of 2003. Jim came to the campus to lead the library addition and renovation and remained our lead for the Bolt projects since then, 27 years. He bought into the vision of the college, and he, along with the superintendent for most of this work, Kelly Newman, became a great advocate for St. Olaf. So as we know, this is a body of work that hasn't been approached at a residential liberal arts college anywhere near that time. The new works that Jim led were the Library Addition, Buntrock Commons, Tostrud Center, Regents Hall. And major renovations include Hoyme, Ellingson, Kildall, and Larson Residence Halls, along with the Center for Art and Dance, the link that houses the museum, the Hall of Music, Bow Chapel, Thompson Hall, and now what may be the crown jewel of almost 30 years of work, a renovated Holland Hall. The most sustainable building may be the one you don't build. When we can, renovating instead preserves the resources, materials, imagination, and the embedded skill and labor that originated the building. So this renewed Holland Hall reaches back to its beginning with daylighting, a restored north facade, return to original grades, beautiful teaching and learning spaces, and a wonderful landscape plan led by St. Olaf's James Fisher and our longtime campus planner, Chris Ann Osterby. It's highly efficient energy systems, a transformed enclosure, two beautiful new entries, and many spaces dedicated to informal learning while staying true to its heritage. So today, our Holland Hall design team, which includes the lead facilities people, administrators, students, and faculty, along with our friends from Perkins and Will Architects, led by Doug Pierce and Heidi Costello, Bolt, very key subcontractor partners, many of whom have been on this ride for years and years, are excited to do another handoff. So we're proud to be able to hand off a completed Holland Hall to St. Olaf College, its students, faculty, administration, and Board of Regents. Going back to the original thought from John, it passes a very big test. It's one that no St. Olaf student will ever have to be ashamed of.
Thank you, Pete, for your leadership and years of dedication to the Facilities Department here at St. Olaf. In 1924, Peter Olaf Holland, the treasurer of St. Olaf College, turned over the first shovel during a groundbreaking ceremony. In 1925, the building was dedicated as a science and administration building. 25 years later, in 1949, the building was renamed as Holland Hall in honor of Peter Ola Holland, a longtime steward of the college. In 1968, Holland Hall was renovated since the new science building was built, now known as Thompson Hall. The work inside Holland Hall was very extensive, dividing large classrooms and lowering the ceiling in many spaces. A large stairway was added on the north side of Holland, blocking two of the five amazing windows. Over the next 40 years, a number of small remodeling projects were completed to meet the needs of all the departments that occupied Holland Hall. In 2015, the Board of Regents approved the total remodel of Holland Hall, and so the design team was developed. The Holland Hall renovation design team was made up of a great group of people, led by Pete Sandberg and Dan Dreesen, and also our architectural team from Perkins and Will, made up of Doug Pierce, Heidi Costello, Chris Ann Osterby, and Elizabeth Turner. The design team was made up of students, faculty, and staff from Holland Hall, also representatives from the Departments of Information Technology, Registrar's Office, Provost, and Facilities. We worked with talented contractors that helped us in the design process and then continued on and helped us during the construction phase. They are Oscar J. Bolt Construction, Heimek and Harris Mechanical, Muska Electric, Summit Fire Protection, W.L. Hall Windows, Twin Cities Acoustics, Swanson and Youngdale Painting, Total Lighting Design, Henriksen Furniture, American Excavating, and Fox Landscaping. As time went on, the design team became smaller, but was focused on the details that would meet the intent of the larger group's design drivers. The faculty that was part of the team that stayed on with us throughout the construction phase was Tony Becker, Economics, Steve Hahn, History, Jason Marsh, Philosophy, Susan Smalley, Social Work, Family Studies, Kathy Tegmeyer-Pack, Political Science, Tom Williamson, Sociology and Anthropology. We have a great way of working here on the Hill. We work all together. We have a unified goal of doing the best we can. Thank you and enjoy Holland Hall.
So, how did we get here? What drove the decisions to renovate this iconic building into what one encounters today? Kevin referenced the dozens of people who at some point in the planning process helped shape the principles that resulted in the Holland Hall we now see. Led by designers from the firm of Perkins and Will, the design team of faculty, staff, and students created a concept and program that informed the specific renovations. That design team, with the careful and sensitive guidance of the architects, really shaped the kind of building that you will enter today. Early in the process, the design team conceived a vision statement that described a reimagined Holland Hall that would be light-filled, clearly identifiable as a space for serious scholarship, balanced and flexible in supporting various pedagogies and methods of study that also accommodated leading-edge technologies. With deep gratitude to Carol and Ward Klein, whose gift to this project supported the installation and presentation of lecture capture capability throughout every classroom in Holland Hall, and afforded specialized interactive technologies in two of the classrooms, as well as the software licensing for the whole system, Holland Hall, in spite of its Gothic appearance, emerges today as a sophisticated and technologically advanced teaching and learning center. The design team also envisioned a set of spaces that support collaboration and interdisciplinary activity, generating opportunities for dynamic intellectual and social interaction. One small example of this thinking can be found in the Curie Lab on the third floor of Holland. The team was also mindful of the character of this beautiful building, designed originally with Mont Saint-Michel as its model. We wanted the interior and the exterior to speak with each other. And finally, in distinctive St. Olaf manner, a quality of community was to be expressed, encouraging faculty and students to come and stay, creating a sense of place. So, seven drivers emerged from the vision statement that I just paraphrased. To restate, they are scholarship, flexibility, balance, light, character, collaboration, and community. Having just re-encountered those drivers recently, I was struck by how much they appear to have successfully guided the work of this building. And I encourage you to think about those seven drivers when you do. Anyone entering Holland Hall today with any memory of its 1968 iteration will certainly acknowledge that it is a transformed space. And it has become a beautiful gateway to the college from those who approach it from the community. I say, job well done.
We give you thanks, O God, creator of the universe, for your abundant gifts.
Send your blessing upon us and upon Holland Hall, which we rededicate today, for the study of history and economics, philosophy and political science, sociology, anthropology, and social work and family studies.
May this be a place of learning and growth, joy and challenge, welcome and collaboration.
Strengthen those who learn and serve in this place. Encourage them in their skills. Refresh them when weary, and hearten them when discouraged, so that they may be instruments of your compassion and peace.
In the days ahead, use us and our gifts. Guide us in your wisdom, and send us as your people into the world. Amen. Thank you.